And in this difference, we can see what the spiritual level between us and Paul.
因为啊，凌晨不一样，我们在看事情的重点不一样。
And because our spiritual different spiritual levels, we see the things differently.
我们感谢内容也不一样。
And the things that we give thanks to are different also.
我们看的不同，我们带导的内容也不一样。
When we see different levels of spiritual things, our prayer ways is different also.
请看哥罗西书的第一章。
Turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书的第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
好。我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祈祷。第四节。
Verse 4.
因为听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心。第五节。
Verse 5.
是为那些你们存留在天上的盼望。这个盼望就是你们从前在福音的真道上所听见的。啊，在这个地方啊，保罗为着哥罗西教会的信徒在感谢神。
And here Paul gave the thanksgiving to God for the church of Colossians.
啊，那他感谢什么
？What did Paul give thanks to? Verse 6.
这个福音传到那你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果是增长。如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，啊，真知道神恩惠的日子，保罗在感谢神啊，就是哥罗西教会的信徒听见道理以后，啊，他们的灵性一直在成长。
And when the Colossian members listen to the words of God, their spiritual level grow as they pass by.
那他所说的灵性一直在成长，其实就讲三件事情。
And what is the growth of the spiritual life is three matters.
信心。爱心
，love，
还有盼望
，and hope。
那我们再看保罗的使徒行传，再看保罗传道的过程，跟保罗在狱中所写的书信，我们发现他的想法有一直在改变。
And we begin with looking from Paul from the book of Acts, and eventually the more letters that he wrote, his attitude changes as they pass by.
在保罗传福音的初期，他行很多神迹。
At the beginning of Paul's missionary, he performed many miracles.
甚至有一次，他跟巴拿巴行了神迹以后，大家以为是神降临啊，拿牛羊要献给他，献祭给他。
At one occurrence when Paul and Barnabas performed miracles, many of the believers think that they are God impersonations, and they would like to offer sacrifice. The people would like to offer sacrifices to Paul.
啊，保罗很害怕，跳到他们中间，把衣服撕破。说你们不应该这样做。
And with fear, Paul jumped up and said to them that he showed his dress and said that you should not worship me.
他只是神的工具，他不是神。
Paul is a tool of God, not God.
所以真的得到荣耀应该是神，不是他。
And only God ought to be praised and not Paul.
那保罗也说，我用神迹奇事的能力使外邦人顺服。
And Paul says that I use miracles and wonders so that the non-believers can come to worship.
我用神迹奇事来证明我是使徒。
And I use miracles and wonders to testify that I am the apostle.
所以保罗在传道的初期，哦，他在行神迹，他也用神迹的权柄，啊，他也强调神迹。
And at the beginning, Paul uses wonders and miracles as a tools, but later testified the power of these miracles and wonders.
但是以后保罗被关到监牢里面，他在写书信，我们就看出保罗在书信里面很少提到神迹。
And later, when Paul was jailed, he wrote many letters of the prisons, and he very seldom mentions about miracles and wonders.
他跟他们讲很多信仰的基本道理。
And Paul begins to tell the readers about the fundamentals of faith.
使他们信仰能够真的扎根在神的道理上。
That their belief can be deeply rooted on the words of God.
他的狱中书信里面的后半部，大部分是在讲生活的改变。
And the latter portions of Paul's letters writes about the changes of a spiritual life.
做一个基督徒生活应该怎么样的不一样。
And as a Christian's believer of God, how the life should be different from others.
今天我们想想我们在信主的过程当中，有很多人特别在真耶稣教会啊，体验过很多神迹。
And in our belief that many of people in true, from True Jesus Church has experienced many miracles.
这个包括得胜。
This includes the receiving of the Holy Spirit.
包括看异象。
Includes seeing visions.
包括病得医治。
Including healings of the sicknesses.
差不多每一个人呢，信你主耶稣以后都有这些经历。
And every believers of Christ have this test testified.
那因为有这些经历，所以我们在信仰上才能够入门，因为神看不到。
And because of these experiences, one can come towards God because God is invisible.
但是如果人有一些神迹的体验，进了信仰之后，信仰还要一直在追求才会长大。
And when one comes nearer to faith, and one's daily the spiritual life will grow.
那如果我们体验到圣灵，体验到神迹，体验到神的恩典，信主以后没有再长进，信仰会到最后会失去的。
And in, if we have experienced the powers and miracles and all these, but in our spiritual life we do not grow daily, eventually it will wither off.
因为信仰最后的目标是要让我们活着就是基督。
And the purpose of a faith or belief is that we can live a life of Christ.
那死的就有益处。
And it is beneficial when after when we die.
那这要活着就是基督，就是要在信望爱这样一直在进步。
And to live a Christ life is that we have to progress in our faith, hope, and love.
所以我们不能够把信心只是定义在神迹奇事上面。
And we cannot define or narrow down the definition of faith as what is narrowed.
如果信心只定义在神迹奇事上，你就发现，当一个人很困难的时候，很迫切祷告；，但是一个人很平安的时候，根本就不需要祷告。
And if one is in difficulties, one will begin to pray because of faith. And after in good times, that one will neglect prayers.
那在第四节开始，他提到三件事情。Verse
4, he mentions three items.
这里说信心、盼望还有爱心。And
here mentioned hope, faith, hope, and love.
那信心的对象是耶稣基督。And
the entity of faith is Christ Jesus.
爱心的对象是像众圣徒。
And the entity of faith, I mean of love, is everyone, the believer.
盼望的对象是在天上。
And the entity of hope is up in heaven.
那信望爱会带给我们实际生活有什么改变？
Faith, hope, and love, in reality, what can change our life?
我们看下面一个帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章。
Let's see 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第二节开始。 我为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们。你看，保卫帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒常常感谢神。
And here Paul offers gift thanks to God.
那他感谢什么？
What is his contents of his thanks?
就是第三节说的。
Verse 3.
也是三件成信望爱。
And it's the same three items: faith, hope, and love.
那信心在生活产生什么功效呢？
And what does faith bring to us in our life.
这是说信心所做的功夫。
And this is what been brought by faith.
那爱心产生所受的劳苦。
And love was the result of the work that we do.
还有盼望主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
And the patience of hope in the Lord Jesus.
所以保罗在这两节圣经讲得很清楚，对主耶稣的信心会使我们在生活当中有很多的 不同的功夫会做出来。And
if we have true faith in Jesus Christ, there are many things that can develop out of this faith of Christ.
那这些功夫是一个没有信耶稣的人生活你所看不到的。And
these works of faith cannot be seen or be done by a non-believer.
那希伯来书11章里面提到很多信仰的伟人。Hebrews
chapter 11 mentioned about the faithful characters of the faithful believers.
他给我们做一条好像云彩围绕我们，在我们前面，给我们做一个模范。
And it seems like a rainbow that's in front of us as a model for us to emulate.
所以走天国这条信心的道路，我们并不是第一代。
And we are not the first generations that walk towards the path towards heavenly kingdom.
他们有信心，他们过什么样的生活，今天我们有信心，也同样可以过什么样的生活。
And the faith that this believers have, they have gone through, and with the similar faith that we have, we can walk the same journey.
那么从十一章，希伯来书十一章，我们提出几点来看信心的功夫是什么。
Let's study from chapter 11 several items about what faith is.
我们看第九节。
Verse 9.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客， 好像在异地居住，住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。第十节。
Verse ten。
因为他等候那有做有根基的神，就是神所经营、所建造的。这里地方想啊，因为他等候啊，那座有根基的城。
And he's waiting for a city of foundation。
就是神所经营、所建造的。
And the builders and makers is God。
那那一座城是什么
？And what is that city？
十六节。
Verse sixteen。
是一个更美的家乡，是在天上的。
And that's the heavenly country, the most beautiful place。
所以到亚伯兰到了迦南地以后，啊，他的信心呢，已经在天上。
When Abraham reached the land of Canaan, his faith had reached the heaven。
所以在迦南地，他的生活好像住帐篷，他的心态是做客人。
And when he reached the land of Canaan, he has entered into the heavens, and he's just a sojourner on the land.
我们今天的生活真的太复杂。
Today we live a very complex life.
所以我们很难在神的事情上专心。
And it's difficult for us to concentrate on the matters of God.
家庭里面太多娱乐器材。
At home we have too many luxurious stuff.
花掉我们太多的时间。
And it occupies too much portion of our time,
没有办法专一讲。
And we lose concentrations towards God.
这个信心就是一种生活的单纯。
And faith is the simplicity of life.
比方说，我们礼拜六跟礼拜啊，我们一到礼拜六。
For example, when we reach Saturday.
这是一个休息的日子。
A day of rest.
让我们不但肉体能够休息，心灵也能够享受安息。
And not only for us physically we can rest, but spiritually is a rest day.
那因为有这个信心，所以我们看很多的生意人礼拜六生意可以放下。
And we can see many businessmen come Saturday, they can just close their business.
甚至找工作的也能够找那个礼拜六不要上班了，宁可收入少一点。
And even some were willing to sacrifice Saturday for not working and get less income.
这个就是信心的功夫。
And this is the work of faith.
那是我们能够在这个信心里面真的来享受主的安息。
And in this faith that we can really enjoy the rest God promises.
再看十七节。
Hebrews 11 verse 17.
所以亚伯兰因着信被试验的时候就把以撒献上去。这便是欢喜领受的应许。亚伯拉罕把最爱的以撒献上去。
Abraham offered his beloved Isaac.
这是信心的功夫。
And this is the work of faith.
在这个献上啊，表示在他心中神是第一的。
By this offering that he places, Abraham places God first.
对神的爱不只是一种感觉跟气氛。
And towards God's love is a joy and privilege.
不是一个感觉跟气氛。
Oh, sorry, it's not a feelings on
atmosphere. 对神的爱是需要有行动来表现。
And to show the love to God, we need a practical deed.
所以当神说你把你独生儿子献给我。
When God said to Abraham, offer your beloved son to me.
亚伯兰怎么做？
How did Abraham do?
那今天可能神没有向我们问这个问题。
Today God may not ask this similar question.
但是在每一天的生活当中，神都在问我们啊，在你的生活中，我的分量有多少？
But God may ask us every day, what portion is occupying God in our heart?
好像我们有一个弟兄在参加 NYTS。
For instance, a brother who attended NYTS.
他一直向神祷告，祷告说：“神啊，我怎么样？我怎么样？我怎么样？”
And in his prayer, he will often say, "I'm such, such and such."
所以他的祷告当中，他就一直在想啊，神啊，你能够帮我怎样？帮我怎样
？And in his mind, his prayer will be say, "God, you do this for me, do that for me."
但是神问他一个问题 ：“How about me?”
And God asked these brothers, "How about me?"
也就是说，你一直以我做中心在问问题。那你有没有想想我怎么想
？And God, in other words, ask you as egocentric, and what about me in your portion?
所以这个声音，他听到以后，他就醒过来了。
And when he heard God saying this to him, he woke up.
所谓信心啊，就是我们每一件事情啊，站在神的立场来考虑。
Faith is that we stand in the shoes of God to consider the matters in front of it.
把神放在第一位。
That we place God first.
而不计较自己的得失。
And we do not think of the losses that we have encountered.
这个就是亚伯兰的信心。
This is what the faith of Abraham.
亚伯兰有没有真的失掉他的独生子？
Did Abraham lost his beloved son?
没有.
No.
神预备了一个羔羊.
God prepared a sheep for him.
今天我们对生活常常挂虑太多.
In our life, we worried about many things.
我没有办法真的去爱神.
We felt seldom sincerely love God.
但如果我们有信心,
but if we have faith,
我们多爱神, 神的恩典照样充足够我们用的.
We love God more, and God will give us His grace more to us.
大概24节,
Verse 24.
摩西因着信长大, 就不肯称为法老女儿的儿子。 这里说, 摩西的信心长大。
And here it described that the faith of Moses has grown.
他40岁的时候放弃三件东西。
At the age of 40, he left behind three items.
最终的快乐,
the luxurious life,
王孙的地位,
and the status of the palace,
还有埃及的财宝,
and the treasures of the kingdom of Egypt.
这个是信心的功夫。
And this is the works of faith.
你看我们今天每一天忙着在想做什么。
In our life today, we are busy for what?
我们在 追求摩西所要舍弃的,
we are pursuing what Moses has left behind.
那信心就是让我们对这件事情啊不断的一直自我舍弃.
And faith is trying to leave behind these three things that we try to pursue after.
所以我们每一个决定都以神的旨意为依归.
And every decision that we make is corresponds to the will of God.
所以这里说, 这个哥罗西教会啊，在信心啊，他们有对神有信心，能够做出功夫来。
And so the Church of Colossians, the believers, they are able through their faith to show their actions.
我们在教会的生活里面，常常看到很多很有信心的榜样。
In our church, we can see many faithful examples.
这是我们的效法的榜样。
And these are examples that we can emulate.
下面是向众圣徒的爱心。
And to see the love of all the believers.
哥罗西教会的信徒有很有爱心。
And the Colossian believers has great love.
我们常常想到爱心，就想到用物质、金钱去帮助别人。
When we think of the word love, we often think of how we use materialistic things, example money, to assist others.
不错，这是一种爱心。
Correct. This is one example of how to practice love.
但是我们现在在这个时代, 这种爱心啊, 机会越来越少。
And this generation to practice this love of help of helping others it become very seldom, very rare occurrences.
因为我们大部分人生活都过得去。
Majority of us live a stable life.
但是如果我们以属灵的眼光来看,
but if we look it from a spiritual realm,
我们又发现说好多人是软弱的。
We can realize that many of the believers are weak spiritually.
灵性好像一直在枯萎，快要死掉了。
And their spiritual life is slowly beginning to wither down.
这真的是我们需要爱的一个对象。
And this is one entity of love that we have to work after.
我们看加拉太书。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书的第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
第二节。
Verse 2.
你们个人的重担要如此担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。这里说个人的担当要互相担当。
Here says bear one another's burden.
那这样就完全基督的律法。And
so fulfill the law of Christ.
基督的律法是爱的。
And the law of Christ is love.
个人的重担要互相担当。
Everyone's burdens has to be shared.
当我们做父母的看到自己的儿女发生了问题。
As a parent, when we see our children has difficulties,
那个就是我们的担,
and that difficulty is our burden.
但是我们看到别人的孩子发生问题,
but if we see other people have problems,
别人的孩子发生问题,
that the children of others has problems,
不一定会成为我们的重担,
it may not be the burden of us.
那同样是小孩子, 为什么有这个感觉的不同?
A similar experience happens to a child, why is the parents has different feelings?
因为我爱我们的孩子,
because parents often love their own children.
但是我们不一定爱别人的孩子,
our parents may not love someone else's children.
但是保罗在这个地方讲的就是重担互相担当。
But Paul here encouraged them to bear one another's burdens.
就是别人的担子也会感觉到像我们自己的担子。
Considers others' burdens, problems as ours.
那能够做到这一点就是爱心。
If we can perform this, helping others burden with pure over love.
当一个人灵性很好的时候，我们跟这个人在一起，你常常可以从他得到很多的鼓励。
And if this person believer has good spiritual levels, we will learn and emulate a lot from them.
但是当一个灵性一直在走下坡的时候，你一靠近去他，你发现你要花很多的力气，你才能够把他扶得住。
On the other hand, if you see a believer beginning to slacken down, then you need a lot of help to raise this faith back.
所以有时候安息日，你看很多人在那里谈得很高兴，那不一定都是出于爱。
And we can see that many people were sharing their field problems, but they may not show their out of love.
礼拜一到礼拜很孤单，礼拜六来大家只要聊聊天，这样快乐快乐。
And Monday to Friday is everyone is busy working, and Saturday everyone comes and share some of the burdens and some joys together.
什么是出于真的爱？
What is the true love?
你看到一个人真的需要人帮助关心他。
And you see a person that needs your help.And concern.
你知道你靠近去你得不到什么快乐。
You know that when you step into their burdens, you will not have any joy.
他有一大堆的埋怨，一大堆的不满。
They will tell you all the burdens and problems and so forth.
但是你愿意花时间坐着跟他坐在一起。
But if you are willing to sit down and spend your time with this person,
去听他的困难。
And to listen to the difficulty problems that they have.
然后用神的话去建造他的信仰。
And using the word of God to reestablish their faith.
再邀他一起来祷告。
And later, the next step is to share prayers together with them.
这个叫做重担互相的担当。
And this is example of bear one another's burdens.
那有时候我们看到教会一个信徒生病。
And sometimes we see that one, a believer might have sicknesses.
好多的信徒为他代祷。
We see that many members who pray for this sick.
这个就是重担互相担当。
This is another example of bearing one another's burden.
那在属灵上来讲
，spiritually，
我们看到一个人不喜欢来教会，我们看到一个人灵性现在退步，我们常常去接触他，鼓励他，让他为他代祷。
And if you see that one doesn't come to church, one has no likeness of attending service worship services, then if we can bring them and raise up their faith.
那在这个世代啊，我们这种爱心呢，是更需要的。
And our generation, the practice of this type of love is almost needed.
因为爱心所受的劳苦。
Because the reward from this love.
这是保罗为着哥罗西教会的信徒所感，常常在感谢神的。
And this is the thanksgivings of Paul to the members on behalf of the members of Colossians.
再回到哥罗西书第一章。
Let's return back to Colossians chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
是因为那存在你们给你们天上的盼望。
And because the hopes that is in heaven.
在帖撒罗尼迦前说因为盼望所存的忍耐。
And Colossians says that because of the faith that bears the endurance.
因为我们对天国有盼望，所以我们在服侍神虽然很辛苦，你会忍耐。
And because we have hope up in heavens, no matter how difficult we have, we endure.
保罗说，如果死人不复活
，Paul says, if a dead doesn't resurrect,
那我们就吃吃喝喝啊，为什么要跟野兽在一起在战斗呢
？Then we would just drink and eat, and why do we have to struggle with this unseen world?
野兽
with the beasts.
那保罗讲这个野兽是什么？就是那逼迫他的人。
And what is this beast referring to, as Paul mentioned, is one that persecutes him.
如果没有复活
if there is no resurrection,
今天根本就不要为做圣工在受苦
today we do not need to work the work of Christ and to suffer.
因为死就完了
because after that, that's end of the story.
那有时候我们做圣工做得很辛苦，就是因为不但我们感受神爱我们，我们知道我们所做的一切是不突然的
today we endure this difficulties is because we know that all this work is not in vain.
所以保罗真的很认真在做圣工。
Therefore, Paul, that he served God diligently.
农夫如果没有盼望，他能够在田里面耕种吗
？A farmer, if he doesn't have hope, will he just labor in the field?
如果一个做生意人没有盼望，他能够很认真去做生意吗
？Likewise, a businessman, if he doesn't have any hope, will he plan for his business?
如果一个学生没有盼望能够毕业，他会认真读书吗
？If a student doesn't hope that he will graduate one day, will this student study diligently?
盼望真的很重要。
Hope is very important.
因为有盼望，所以我们在神的工作上才会认真。
And because there is hope, then we will diligently serve God.
这就是保罗为哥罗西教会的这种感谢。
And this is a thanksgiving of Paul towards the church of Colossians.
信心所做的功夫。
The works of faith.
爱心所受的劳苦。
And the out of love, the endurance that they have gone through.
存在天上所有的盼望。
And the hope which is laid up in heaven.
好，那因为有这个几样啊，所以我们看到这个保罗做圣工啊，做越久灵性越进步。
And because of these several items, the more he served the Lord, the more stable and diligent he becomes.
在侍奉中一直在长进。
And in his service towards the Lord, he grows.
如果我们这个三个没有，信望爱没有。
If we do not have faith, hope and love.
你一直做圣工做到最后，会因为做圣工做太多，信仰垮台。
And the more you serve God, eventually without these three items to support, it will fall.
有的没有垮台，回到家里面开始埋怨，发脾气。
And if one doesn't fall away from belief, one will return back and start to become angry and start to complain.
所以做圣工本来是一个很好的事情。
Serving the Lord is a very good work.
但是到最后变成败坏一个人信仰。
But sometimes that it may corrupt one's belief.
因为缺乏这三个信望爱。
Because it lacks the foundation of faith, hope, and love.
那这个三个就是从灵修来的，追求来的。
And these three items come from the spiritual cultivations.
所以我们看圣经里面很多的属灵人物啊，就是做圣工做越久，灵性越好。
And we can see that some of the characters in the Bible, the more they serve the Lord, the more spiritually they grow.
因为越做圣工，我们越发现信心不足。
And the more we serve the Lord, the more we see that we are faithless.
如果我们看到我们要盖一个会堂，这是神的旨意，神一直很清楚的带领。
And for example, if we want to build a church, that we see that God has clearly guided us.
但是我们现在看到钱在哪里？
Now the big question is, we ask where is the money?
这个就是信心问题啊。
And now this is a question of faith.
那这个问题也可以绊倒我们，也可以激励我们。
And this question can make us fall, or it can entice us.
好像那个十二个探子去看迦南，也可以绊倒他，但是也可以激励他。
For example, the 12 spies that went to explore the land, they can make them fall or they can make them successful.
绊倒他就是困难太大了，我没有办法。
And to make them fall is because they will encounter great difficulties because of major problems.
激励他就是靠着神，这是没有问题。
That we can provoke them is because we can rely on God, and this is not an issue.
因为进迦南，这是神的旨意。
And entering the land of Canaan is the will of God.
所以我们首先要看清楚神的旨意。
Beginning, we have to understand what the will of God is.
再来就是要信心。
Then the next step, immediately following, is faith.
爱心也是这样。
Similarly, it happens towards love.
我爱教会，爱神。
The love God and the love the church.
我们就发现很多事情，这是一种机会。
Everything that there's an opportunity. A chance.
我当过传道啊，我已经遇过几个例子，就是一个信徒快要离世了。
And in my missionary works, I see one occurrence that I've seen that how a member's almost on the verge of death.
有的离世前一天，有离世前两三天去看他。
Some of them before they died, I visit them a day before or 2 days before their death.
差不多每一个都说，如果神再让我活下来，我一定要好好真正的去爱人。
And some majority of them says that if God allowed me to live, I would sincerely serve Him more.
当人到生命最后一口气的时候，忽然人就觉悟，施比受更有福，能够爱人比别人被人爱更有福气。
And when one is on the verge of death, one will realize that it's better to give than to receive. To give others than to let others come and see us.
但是当我们很健康，我们拥有很多的时候，我们常常觉得爱人是牺牲，是不得已的。
And when we are healthy, that we are strong, moving around, we often consider that giving to others is a great loss to us.
所以对别人的缺陷，这可能是一个得恩典的机会，但是也可能是绊倒我们一个机会。
And to give to others is sometimes may be a grace to us or may cause us to fall.
这个就看我们爱心到什么程度。
This is to test what level of love we have.
盼望也是这样。
Similarly happens towards faith.
所以在服事神当中，信望爱需要一直的进步，那服事对我们就大有益处。
And in our service towards the Lord, faith, hope, and love has to grow, and this will help us in our spiritual.
我们看保罗祷告。
Let's see the prayer of Paul.
第九节。 Verse 9. What
does Paul pray for the church of Colossians?
说求神让他们能够满心知道神的旨意。
And to pray that they can know the full knowledge of God.
每一件事情都知道神的旨意。
In every item, the members would know what the will of God is.
这实在是一个非常高的理想。
And this is a very good high expectation.
你想想看, 如果夫跟妻都满心知道神的旨意, 婚姻有问题吗?
And if a husband and wife sincerely know what the will of God, would they have marital problem?
如果家庭里面, 大家都满心知道神的旨意，家庭有问题吗？
And if the whole family knows the will of God, would there be family problem?
如果教会里面每一个人都知道神的旨意，教会不是像天国吗？
And if everyone in the church knows the will of God, wouldn't this church become like the kingdom of God?
就是我们对神的旨意了解不一样，看法不一样。
And because everyone has different levels of understanding the will of God.
所以问题就出在这个地方啊。
And this is where the problem arose.
虽然他们信望很充足，保罗为他们祷告，求神让他们能够每一件事情都明白神的旨意。
And since the members of Colossians know the faith, love, and hope, but they Paul continue to pray that they will know the will of God.
那为什么这样重要呢？
Why is this important?
第十节,
verse 10.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主。
That you can walk worthy of the Lord and please God.
如果我们看英文就 worthy, worthy 就是说你放在天平来称一称，这是重量一样。
And worry, which means that it's balanced on both sides.
一边看放神给我们的恩典。
On one side of the scale, you will have the grace of God.
另外一边放我们的行事为人。
And on the other side is our personality, our integrities, and so forth.
这个是不是能够平衡？
Can we balance these two items?
所以但以理书里面讲这个波沙撒王在宴会的时候，忽然间墙壁一个指头出来写字。
And Daniel writes in the book that suddenly out from singles comes writing on the wall.
尼克的无法而信呢，神的天平衬出你的亏欠。
And the balance of God has weighed your shortcoming.
所以满心知道神的旨意，我们的生活，我们的行为，我们所做的，才能够对得起神。
Our deeds, our personality, integrities, all of these is worthy towards God.
那下面说，凡事蒙他喜悦。
And next comes that everything will please him.
我们最后要面对神的审判。
And finally, we will be judged.
所以讨神喜欢呢，比讨自己喜欢，比讨我们所爱的人喜欢更重要。
And pleasing God is more important than pleasing ourselves or pleasing someone that we like.
只要神喜欢的，有时候我们自己觉得不太愿意，也应该做。
And as long as it's pleased God, even though we reluctantly do it, we have to do it.
主耶稣说，照我的意思，这个苦杯我不要喝。
And Jesus says, if it's my will, I will not take this bitter cup.
照你的意思。
But your will.
所以难怪天上的神两次说，这是我的爱子。
That's why in the voice from the heaven says, this is my beloved son.
所以当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，谁最痛苦？
And when Jesus was nailed on the cross, who suffered the most?
天上的神。
And the Lord up in heaven.
因为那个这十字架是他的爱子。
And because the person on the cross is Jesus Christ.
所以爱子的苦就是他的苦。
And the pains that the beloved son suffered is the pain of the father.
因为这主耶稣是他的爱子。
And because Jesus Christ is the believer's son of God.
主耶稣凡事蒙天父的喜悦。
And at all times, Jesus pleased the heavenly father.
他是主的爱子。
And therefore, Jesus is the believer's son.
我来回到天国享荣耀。
And Jesus returned back to be glorified.
在善事上多结果子。
And to bear fruits in good things.
善事上,
in good works.
能够有结果子。
And that you will bear fruits.
这个果子就是要给人享用的。
And fruit is for others to enjoy.
有时候我们看我们教会的信徒，这个院子里面有一棵果子，结的好多，这自己都吃不完，拿到教会里面来。
And sometimes we can see there's sometimes we will have abundant fruits out from a tree.
如果一个家庭有一个人真的结出这个基督徒的果子，整个家庭受益无穷。
And if one members in the family can bear abundant fruits, and everyone in the family would enjoy. The house.
全家每个人都是被圣灵充满，仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信德、温柔、节制，每一个人都结圣灵的果子，这个家庭像什么？天国。
And if everyone in the family begins to have all the fruit of the Holy Spirit, how would this family look?
教会也是一样.
The same happens to the church.
大家都结果子.
If everyone's bear fruits,
大家结果子, 教会就像天国.
And the church will become the like heaven.
人爱第一个.
And that love will be one of them.
我们如果有爱心呢, 我们会包容别人的缺点.
And if we have love, we will forgive others' shortcomings.
我告诉讲别人的缺点.
We will not go around telling other shortcomings. And if we start to pass around the words of our shortcomings, even the true seekers knows everyone's shortcomings. By doing so, do we love God? Do we love the members? Isn't this a big shame for our church? And for your own shortcoming, do you tell this to others? Even the shortcoming of our children, we never pass that around. And why do we tell other shortcoming to another person? And this is the problem of love. And this is the type of love. And the first thing that when we pick up from the phone, we do not tell others shortcoming. That we should cover up.
绝对不要对没有信的或者慕道朋友讲我们教会任何一个人的缺点。
And we should not tell non-believers or true seekers any shortcomings of any members.
这不是爱神爱教会的一种行动。
And by telling others the shortcomings, this is not the action of love.
把教会的事情告到外邦人, 这个跟不信的一样。
And if you would tell the shortcoming of us to the non-believers is just like we are just non-believers. And then the news is passed back from the non-believers to the believers. And how come the several decades we cannot understand what love is? We have to bear fruit.
每一个人啊, 我们都有缺点,
everyone has shortcoming weaknesses that we hope others can cover our shortcomings. And if there are shortcomings of others, we have to cover those. And when we come to church, without the shortcomings, we will have joy. Then everyone will have the harmony, the peace and harmony. That we can bear fruit and we have the good works.
那为了达到这里啊，我们要在属灵的智慧跟悟性上进步。
And to achieve this, we have to increase in the knowledge of God.
这个属灵的智慧跟悟性。
And the spiritual knowledge and the characters.
悟性啊, understanding. 要不断地在进步。
That we have to continue.
那使我们呢，能够在神的旨意上能够明白。
That in the will of the Lord, that we can understand these two.
这是保罗的感谢跟他的祷告。
And this is the prayer and the thanksgiving of Paul.